One of the most deepest yearnings that a tzaddik has, and the most burning desires that he has, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have nachas from him. That he should be merutz l'kayinoi. It's not enough that he does all the mitzvahs, and he's nizah from all the averas, and he's nizah ma'ish and shigahenem, and he has kvald gesrat tzofanoi. He wants to be merutz l'kayinoi. Just like most of us who are not rebels, it's a big sibi to us if we know our parents have a lot of nachas from us. Imagine you'd be telling your father shtigl teira, and he doesn't like the shtigl at all. Your mom thinks it's shtus. If he wouldn't be your father, okay, he's a learned fellow, but he's not being called a potato like someone said. What do I care that he liked? Let's get more. Why is it so important? If your father, you want him to be nana from your shtigl. Kaviyor, there's such a thing that Taivis at Tzadikim Mina Hatzlochas is that they want what's called Ritzui. Now, the biggest thing that takes away Ritzui is when a person doesn't have Eir. The Chet is Mavkir Ritzui. So Rabbi Yehin has a lot of weight on this, how to get back to Ritzui. A lot of weight he holds, you have to be misspelled to get back to Ritzui, even after you're in this lock, you have to be misspelled to be Misratza. And in many Ikrim, many of the Ikrim actually will say, Ubozeh Yisrat Zal Hashem. Like when he talks about when a guy gets Yisurim, or when a guy does Prishim Tanu Gigashmi, when he's in Mitzay Ratzmai on the Prishas from Tanugim, he says, Bozeh Yisrat Zal Hashem. Bachno, he says, Bozeh Yisrat Zal Hashem. And he brings Mekairus to each thing, because the Pasi, he'll bring Psukim that Mishtameya. That it's a rotzi better version of this thing. In one ikir, he says that all the ritzi is totally in that ikir. It's not just like Ubezeh Yisratza. He says, Madrigas at Shuvah Maliseh is totally in the ikir ha-yoga. Their advice says that that's so much more direct in achieving the Ritzui than all the other Inyanim. And I want to try to be Oman what the Inyan is. When a person has, the first thing a person has to do to Tshuva is to be Mischarat and see the Hefzid and the Gnus of that he was Chayta. So how does the person perceive what's wrong about the Chet? What did he do wrong? Why is he in the wrong? So there are thousands of Machshavas that a person can have. Thousands. What's interesting is that if you go through Rabbi Yehuda and Shari Tshuva, he's Be'ikah Kibbeya, three different Mahal Chaya Machshava, what person should think. Two of them is Kibbeya in the Ikah of Charota, and one of them is Kibbeya B'fnei Atzmi in the Ikah of Yovan. The first thought a person is supposed to think is that I was foolish, not careful. Because of all the ancient that there are. Rabbi Machayv no Rasha. How could I be that I just neglected the concern of all the ancient that come to a Rasha for all the Chalki Aveir? There's always a different ancient and immediately can I get meat for everything. So that's one reason that a person would have enough brains to be mischarat. If a person was speeding and he's taking it, he's going 90 miles an hour in a 30 mile zone, he's going to be mischarat something like that. He should have realized that there are consequences. David doesn't think this inherent right and wrong, but he just doesn't want to pay the consequences, so he realizes. Then he has another little hecher thought. His second system of thinking is that you didn't do your tafkid and your tachlis. Your tafkid and your tachlis is to be moishel b'gufa v'chol to do yourself, and here you basically failed at what you were supposed to do. Even Kimishpat Behemi you didn't do, because Behemi is Yodah Chamor, Avis Bolov, Yodah Shoy Kaneo. You're not doing what you should. You're leaving, from a Yiddishkeit level, you're leading a completely unproductive life. These are the two Machshavas he puts into Chavad. In Ikar Yogan, he has a whole different set of thoughts. His basic theme over there is that you were disloyal, and unfaithful to the one who's being mative to you, and the one who's nitzin nafshe b'chol yisim b'chol rege. And when you're disloyal and disfaithful, and you abuse a relationship of that somebody that's really mative to you, that itself should make a person feel like a tremendous charata, and there's no shia to that charata. That tzara, that yogan is much more than the others. Because the ancient is a gvul. To the second thing, they not being responsible, you can now stop being responsible. But to the third thing, that you abuse the relationship, you need the other member of that relationship to be meichel. It's not, you can't just start now on your own. You need the other one, the one that you betrayed, to now give you that same aharas bond. So that's something that it's out of your realm, and that's, he says, it's a cave in Netzach, such a thing as the Ikar Yom. Now these three mahalchim of Machshava L'Chayra are coming from the Gemara, and the Gemara talks about this as Tshuva B'Teich Pohonius, and there's a Tshuva B'Teich Yira, and there's a Tshuva B'Teich Ahav. So the first one, the Yira, is the Oynish of the Rabbi Machayra Pohonius, that's B'Teich Pohonius. The second one, the B'Teich Yira, is Chayra B'Usay, B'Pashis, means that it's just unbefitting, I have to do what's mutl like. My tachlis and my tafka, what he was begging me for, I must do. I can't violate that. And then this third one, the yogan, betraying the relationship, that's the tshuva machmasav. So he's getting these three, maholchem, achshava, based, even though there can be many and many broken up with pratim, but from the Gemara, it breaks up tshuva into three types of tshuvas, mitzvah paronis, mitzvah hira, mitzvah rava. That's when he gives you these the three sets of machshavas. But don't come him on to the chiddush that we're trying to get at, that even though Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's Yitochen, that a person can be Nivdim and Ayesur and a big Nimchel and Gansen, but he still doesn't get Ritzui. He has to do certain things of Ritzui. That's only if the extent of his Huri Tshuva were based on what the Rabbi Yehuda says in Chahota. But if the extent of his Zeiris L'Tshuva was because he betrayed the relationship. So essentially what he's seeking Bats Musay is the Ritzui, and his Tshuva and his Charote is on the Bitl of the Ritzui. So that's where he says that the Madrigas and Tshuva Malisel is totally in there. That's there the Ritzui is Memela and their secretion. If a person cannot be masik those Echuv Tshuva, he's only masik the other Echuv Tshuva, then what's going to make the Ritzi is that if he does such a good Tshuva as if the Ma'averus never happened, then it may be Mavotza. But then he might have to do certain things to create a Ritzi, he might have to do the Achno, he might have to do the Parishim, the Gemisa and Yonam, that they themselves are Goyer Maritzi. Masha'engen, if the Hiseiris Loshov is Machmas, that he craves the Yachas with the Rabbi Yisrael, and it pains him that he was poigim and pegei in the Yachas. So that's what the Ma'aseh Tshuva Atzma and the seeking the Ritzui is the exact same thing. So that's where in the Ikka Yogan he says that that's Madrigas Tshuva Malaseh, totally Atzma in that. But that's Be'emes Zeich Madriga. I mean, Avada, the Schol of Tshuva has to start with Rabbi Machiv L'Rosha. Every little Prad and every little Einish and every little lack of what a person has is all misyachas to zavinus. Whatever the person is suffering from, whatever it could be, this person feels he's not popular. He feels he's isolated. This person feels he doesn't have kaiyos. He starts things, he doesn't finish them, and he never feels these things. This person feels that the other people are loading on him too much. Everybody got their problems. Every one of those problems shows him is in his zavinus. Everything is telling zavinus. Everything is Chava Einish. So Rabbi Machayv L'Rosha means that all different kinds of ways of suffering. That's the first, that's the psichot of the Tshuva, the Rabbi Machayv L'Rosha. Any type of pain of what he's suffering, any lack that he has, is Shal Shebechet. So the more HaKor he has, the more he's starting on Tchavot, and then the next level is punished to be misbinden, and what's Mutl Olav, and why is it Mutl Olav, and how he's just missing part of what he's never for, what his Tafkid and Tafkid is. He's never limshel baguf of a coil till they said kamoi akash bohus mamshel makub al chaim. As he's sich on his own Bahamis, he has to be mamshel. And if he's not doing that, then about the he's not doing his tafkit. And then there's another. And those things, he can be massive the ritzu if he makes it kilo yoya. and they can do certain ma'isim that the, those ma'isim themselves tolad the tamiz chitzur. But the yogan is the thing I'll do it directly, because yogan is that his tsar is on this, that he was poigim in the yachas, and that is from the deepest simoin of the tzaddikim that they want that is kavus.